Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook. My partner, Joe Starkey, has the day off today. We're talking sports all the way up until 2 o'clock. Ed Bouchette will be joining me at 1 o'clock to get his take on the Steelers-Titans, but I wanted to get your take on it now. 412-928-9370. You've heard me talk a lot about it this week. I'd like to hear you talk about it, what you think the Steelers have to do to win. Obviously, stop Derrick Henry, I would think, would be at the top of the list. But what else, and how do you do that, and how concerned are you not to have Devin Bush? Robert Spillane, you heard Tomlin talk effusively about him yesterday. Are you comfortable? 412-928-9370. Let's get to the lines. Tim is first up this hour. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, Ron, I love your show, Ron.
Well, thank you for calling. You make it better, man.
Okay. Listen, field position is going to be huge in this game, okay? I'm not so sure about fourth and ones from the 50 for the Steelers, but I'll tell you what, kicking off, not into the end zone, and trying to pin them back on punts and things like that to give a little leeway so if Henry breaks a run, he's not, you know, running 30 or 40 yards into the end zone. So what do you think
about that? Well, he only ran 94 last week for a touchdown, if you can believe that. So,
well, I know
You know, field position's always important, and I don't know who's going to be the punter. You know, Tomlin yesterday was asked about the punting game, and he goes, we know it's not where we want it to be. If I'm Dustin Colquitt, I'm worried about them bringing somebody else back in, you know, because he has not done very well, and that's a big part of the game. I mean, Boswell is solid. You know that. He's going to be there and show up, but I don't know about the punting game. I think it's a legitimate concern, you know.
Right, right. I think it's going to be huge. I think we need to pin them back on the 15 or 20 on kickoffs and try to sort of cough and corner some punts or something, man. I don't know what, but something.
Well, make them go the furthest part of the field. That's no question, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Make them, don't give them any kind of short fields. That's for sure. All right, why don't you jump on Tim's line, 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I talked in the first hour how the Steelers are starting to get a lot of love nationally. Pete Prisco is the only guy I've seen so far. Pete with CBS Sports has them number one overall in his power ranking, said they're the most complete team in the league right now. I don't know if that makes you feel good. I don't know if that scares you a little bit. The ESPN power poll came out today. They have the Steelers 3 behind Seattle, Kansas City, and ahead of Baltimore and Tennessee. Sports Illustrated had the Steelers 2 yesterday behind Kansas City, ahead of Seattle, Tennessee, and Baltimore. They're getting a lot of love. I'm a little tougher grader, I guess, at this point. I still have them 4 behind Kansas City, which I'm going to stick with that bandwagon until it crashes, and I see no reason why it's going to after watching the way they just dominated Buffalo the other night. I have Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2, Seattle 3, the Steelers 4. So the Steelers are getting a lot of love, a lot of people talking about this matchup, 2-5-0 teams. The Titans have the number 2 offense in the league, 422 yards a game, led by Derrick Henry, obviously, but the efficiency of Ryan Tannehill, good enough that ESPN has him as their fourth choice for MVP. They'll go against the Steelers' defense. It's given up 285 yards a game, and including only 66 on the ground. So should be an unbelievably great matchup. You know, a smash-mouth football, if you will. I remember a hockey coach with the New Jersey Devils used to talk about guys that hit so hard they'd end up with snot bubbles. And that's this type of game, I think. It's going to be one up front. And that's, you know, I'll take my chances, I think, with Hayward and Tuitt and Alo-Alo for the Steelers, and I'll take my chances with that offensive line, even if DeCastro can't play this week. And yesterday, the indication from Tomlin was that they were hopeful he would be able to go. 412-928-9370. Joe, you said Ryan? Brian, you're up. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Ron. Question, your opinion, being around sports, love the show, by the way. Best
Thank
show.
You.
You're welcome. Devin Bush, obviously they're not going to trade for somebody right now this week. If he fumbles, do you see the Steelers before the deadline going out and getting anybody to come in? Your opinion.
If he, what do you mean if he fumbles? You mean if Spillane well, if, and if, doesn't do well you're talking about?
Yes, if he doesn't do well, yes.
Well, I think they're always looking. I mean, you know, they're checking guys that, you know, they're going to be checking. That's what general managers do. They do their due diligence. I don't know if they're going to find a Minkah Fitzpatrick. Last year after the second game, Sean Davis was hurt. They felt like they needed a safety. Miami was looking to dump players to get draft choices, and Steelers gave them a number one pick. I don't know that they're going to do that again. Although, you know, I would be tempted if you have the right guy, but I don't know that there's a Minkah Fitzpatrick out there to step in. If you think only that position is keeping you back from going to a Super Bowl or at least being a contender, I would look into trades for sure, Brian. But I don't know, A, you got to find the right match, and B, it depends what you got to give up. I don't know that they're going to give up a number one pick again. But they're hopeful that Spillane and the committee that follows him will get it done. And I still think we're going to see Terrell Edmunds a little bit drop down into the box. Then you can put Sean Davis back at safety. You can get Cam Sutton in there more. I think there are ways you can try to ease the loss of Devin Bush. But let's face it, it's not going to be easy. He was a defensive signal caller. Somebody else will do that okay. But he's played every snap this year, one of the few guys in the league to play every defensive snap. You don't just replace that guy without some sort of a drop-off, and now you're doing it against a team with the best running back and the second-best offense in the league. So I think you have a right to be concerned, Brian, but I don't know that there's going to be an answer out there before the trade deadline, which I think is coming up in a couple weeks.
Ron, but on do you think T.J. Watt's going to wear the button, or are they going to give it to this rookie Spillane?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, T.J. Watt, for as great as he is, he taps out on a lot of occasions. He goes so hard when he's in there that he needs to come out and get a little bit of a break. I've seen him come out and take two or three plays off. They don't want the guy wearing the green dot to take plays off. Now, I don't know if Spillane is going to be out there for every play. I don't think Vince Williams is going to be out there for every play. I would guess it's probably going to be Spillane, you know, or maybe one of the secondary guys. I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see. And thanks, Brian, for your call. I really appreciate it. It's going to be interesting to see because, you know, T.J. Watt taps out occasionally. He needs a little bit of a break. And I don't think Vince Williams is going to play everybody. Let's go to Joe. You said John. John, you're up.
Hey, love your show. First time I ever called. I just wanted to say that we're blessed in Pittsburgh with the sports. Your sports show is awesome. I love listening to it every time I'm down in this area. Just wanted to say a key to this key to this week, obviously everybody talks about stopping Henry, but what we really need to do is stop Henry, limit the run game, force the second best, knock out the first receiver, and then force the second receiver to beat us. That's key. And the other key, I really believe this is the key, is long, controlled drives by the Steelers' offense. That'll limit them on the field, and it's going to be a good one. And I definitely think it's going to be a tight one, too.
Well, yeah, when you're talking 2-5-0 teams, John, and thank you for your call, man. I appreciate your input. Steelers are, what, 2-point favorites? I think Tennessee opened as a 1-point favorite. Now all of a sudden it's jumped to 2-point favorites for the Steelers. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, Devin Bush is a huge loss for the Steelers, but Taylor Lewan, their Pro Bowl tackle, left tackle, the guy, he has Tannehill's blind side, is a big loss for Tennessee. Bud Dupree, whoever's lining up in that position is going to have to probably have some help, just like the Steelers helped out their guys with Myles Garrett last week, maybe a tight end chipping him a back. They're going to have to do something to stop Bud Dupree, and maybe if they're worried about Bud Dupree, that'll open it up on the other side a little bit for T.J. Watt. So both of these teams have had key injuries, significant injuries, and I guess the one that deals with it the best probably going to be in the best position to win this. Now, the Steelers, you know, we're supposed to this is the makeup game from the one that was the postponed because of COVID. Now they got to go to Baltimore next week. And I just see now, I just realized I knew this, but I just realized this Baltimore has a bye week this week. They can get well, get healthy, get fine tuned for the Steelers. And the Steelers got to come off a game against Tennessee. A little bit of an edge, I would think, there for Baltimore when the Steelers get there next week. But we'll worry about Baltimore next week. Right now, it's time to worry about Tennessee. What you see happening, 412-928-9370. Your call's next when we roll back at you, the Cook and Joe Show, here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.